This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We have an update now on a relic of an information age gone by in this Internet Wikipedia era. Encyclopedia Britannica stopped printing books 2 years ago to focus on selling products to schools. The content was password protected. Schools needed to pay to get Britannica content for students. But now there's a further shift, unlocking parts of that paywall and bringing in advertising. Nova Safo reports from Encyclopedia Britannica's headquarters in Chicago.
The first thing you realize about the people at the Encyclopedia Britannica is that they love the printed page.
What you see on the walls here are copper plate engravings from a first edition Britannica. Now, we actually publish a replica of the first edition.
Those are almost 250-year-old engravings. And that's Tom Pinellas. He's Britannica's spokesperson in charge of escorting around nosy reporters at their headquarters.
We have this library of our own right here.
This is how I found your building, the giant windows with lots of books in it.
And you said that's got to be the place,
that's
right?
Yeah.
The stash of research books now feed content to an all-digital encyclopedia. John Cunningham, one of Britannica's online editors, says there's been a cultural shift. They're paying more attention to what people are searching for online, such as during the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 disappearance last spring.
We have a lot of coverage of the geography of the region, and people were coming and wanting to find out, okay, where is Malaysia? Where is the Indian Ocean? Where is that point that they're talking about on the news?
The goal is to become a destination for popular internet search topics by offering relevant, curated content. Britannica wants to build its audience up, but company president Jorge Caus says their paywall had been getting in the way.
If you were to find Britannica in the past, you would actually click on the link of Britannica and you would find that Britannica, instead of giving you the answer, was asking you for a credit card number.
Offering content for free has reduced that obstacle. And Britannica says viewership is up. It's almost tripled in the last 2 years. And that will help Britannica go after more digital advertising.
The capacity for advertising dollars of our database, it's about $4.5 to $5.5 billion.
Caus gets that eye-popping number from the ad money he says other websites make, providing information similar to what Britannica offers. If Britannica can capture just a portion of those billions, the company says its encyclopedia will once again thrive. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.